You're listening to SBS News.
Angelique Burton Ho was 12 years old when she died. Angelique's mother, Amanda Ho, has spoken out for the first time to SBS News this week about her daughter.
She was just a bubble of joy, you know, sunshine, a ray of sunshine, definitely, and our angel. That's why we named her that, because of how she fought through everything.
Angelique was born with Vater syndrome, a congenital condition which affected the development of her spine. An inquest into her death last year found that after Angelique presented to the Bowral and District Hospital complaining of shortness of breath, leg aches and vomiting, doctors failed to recognise her worsening condition in a timely manner. The coroner concluded that had she been transferred earlier from Bowral Hospital to a children's hospital with specialised care services, she could have been saved. Angelique died from cardiorespiratory failure due to severe pneumonia 2 days after hospital admission. Amanda says she had tried to voice her concerns at the hospital but felt disempowered.
No, particularly when she started getting puffy and, you know, swollen, and I knew that wasn't right, and the nurses said that she was probably just overhydrated, which I couldn't understand how that could be, because she was just getting a normal flow through the drip. This just wasn't anybody just hearing me, you know. They were saying it was just not okay. It wasn't okay. I mean, I know my daughter.
All Australian hospitals are legally required to have medical escalation procedures in place, but there's no uniform national policy. New South Wales, Queensland and the ACT have guidelines. In Queensland, the death of 3-year-old Ryan Saunders after a misdiagnosis prompt what's known as Ryan's Rule, which offers a hotline number to request a medical review. At the time, a New South Wales escalation procedure called REACH, which is similar to Ryan's Rule, was available at Bowral Hospital, but Amanda didn't know it existed. Demetria Dubro is from Maurice Blackburn Lawyers, which has acted for families affected by medical error.
There is really no point in individual hospitals having their own different, slightly different processes. It's really important that we have a nationally uniform process so that patients are aware and there's an opportunity for greater patient awareness about the availability of this avenue. It's only if people utilise the second opinion process that we're going to have the benefits that could potentially come from it.
Dr. Robert Herx is the Chief Medical Officer of the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare, the national body for health safety standards. He believes the first port of call for carers is to approach hospital staff, but he agrees states should consider a uniform approach on escalation procedures.
I certainly think they should consider putting in statewide systems, yes.
Amanda says she would have requested a medical review for Angelique had she known it was available.
I don't have closure. I don't know that I'll ever have closure. But I believe that we can really move forward with something to help, you know, other parents, other carers, other people in the world. That's really important to me.
Bowral Hospital has told SBS News they have implemented numerous changes since Angelique's death to improve patient safety and escalation procedures. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.